Okay, so we're doing the Rambam today. So the Rambam, the way the Rambam learns the sugya. Okay, so again, the sugya is the machlokas. When a rotzeach v'shgaga comes out of galus, does he get back his previous jobs, his previous point, a position, not just a job, but a position of authority? Does he get it back or does he not get it back? Right, that's the machlokas in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah and the Gemara. And similarly, when an Eved goes free, it's Machloka, same thing. Does he get back his position of Sarara? Okay, of rulership. Yeah, Rotzeach, Lishmiz Nefesh, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Gimel. It's in Ezekiel. It's the last thing in Ezekiel. Okay, Zayin Yud Gimel. So again, let's take a Rotzeach, Sheshav L'Iro, Achar Mosa Kohen Gadol. So the murderer, the killer, who goes back to his city after the Kohen Gadol dies. How are you, Kishar Kol Adam? He's like everybody else. Right? He's like a normal guy. Vim Harga Gol Adam. Yeragalov. Right? And if the Gol Adam kills him, then the Gol Adam's Chayv Misa. Because he's like a regular guy. Sheikh Baran Schlapper, a little bit Galusa, because he has a Kapara. Right? He has a Kapara. Okay? So that's what it means, is that basically when he kills B'shogeg, he's like an Ein Adam, he's subject to being killed, the Goldam could kill him and all that. But once the Kohen Gadol dies, that's it. He's back to being a regular guy. Kapara. That completes his Kapara. And now, no one can kill him. And even though he has a Kapara, you can't return to his Sarara, his position of authority. Ella harayu morud migdulaso kol yamav.
Excuse me, which hilchos tzeach,
where? Right, Zion Yedalad. So he's lowered from his position, his greatness, all of his days. Ha'olu ba'at ha'kala zu ha'gdol al yada. Since this great mishap came about by his hands. Right? Okay. So, what's interesting? So, one thing is that Matt pointed out, it seems like a contradiction. The one end you're saying is that he has full kapara. It's like Shai Kol Adam. And then the end you're saying he loses his sarara. He can't get like, any position of authority. Right? What else is interesting about the Rambam here? They're getting it, but I think they're pointing out it's a funny lashon altogether. Ho'olu bat ha'kol azur gdol yado. Because, like, this mishap happened through his hands. Like, say because he did his avera, right? Like, what does that mean? It's a funny way to say. I mean, he killed. It's not the way you ordinarily describe a rotzeach, or say even a rotzeach b'shkaga. It's called a rotzeach. Say because this terrible mishap happened through his hands. What does that mean? Happened through his hands. He was a chote. He did lacked in shmiras nefesh, and he was right. What kind of idea is it? Because it's a funny way to express that idea. Agreed. And thirdly, presumably this is the Rambam's interpreting the Machlokas, right? I mean, this is the Machlokas of Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda. Do you say that, look, he goes back to his job, just like he goes back to his field, he goes back to his job? Or do you say no? That since this Takalazul Yodo happened, so that's it, he doesn't. So could we define the Machlokas? Like, what's the Svara for that Machlokas? Right, and ultimately, the question is, does it relate to Eved Evri? But we don't have to go there yet. Because it doesn't seem to be a lot of the same logic, but every Takala, it's a different type of situation altogether.
Could be a hint.
Yeah, what's the connection between this and Eved Ivri? It's possible, but there is a point, like Shlomo mentioned the other day, is you don't know, maybe he just holds it's a limud, and they're equated into the limud, it's not necessarily the same concept. I mean, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I would, you could use it as a hint, but I wouldn't I mean, it has to make sense of this, in this framework. So far, Matt's saying like this is that it's the question is on the one hand you tell me he has kapara, on the other hand you tell me he can't be brought up to position of authority because this thing is aver happened. So what do you mean? Does he have kapara? Does he not have kapara? The thing is that it depends. That klapish maya between his relationship and he and God, he is kapara. His chait is sort of forgiven, right? And he's not like a murderer anymore. He's not a murderer anymore, and therefore you can't kill him. He's not chayv misa anymore because he is kapara. So now the goldam can't kill him because he has kapara. He does have kapara. He's like a regular guy now, but socially he's still a killer, socially still a killer. Similarly, as Yonah mentioned, the halacha of a kohen can't be dechen once he kills, even if he does, even as b'shogeg. It's like a stigma. There's a social stigma of that's in Nidrash Kohanim, Tesvav Gimel, or in Tefillah, Tesvav Gimel. But there's an idea is like when a guy is a killer, so it's like the halacha. There's an idea of minoy in Klal Yisrael. There's a besrara is like a certain rulership position over a Klal Yisrael. And you can't be a ruler or a leader in Klal Yisrael if you're identified as a killer. And the social status, I mean, look, it's true you have kapara, and internally you have kapara and all that. But, the true, but bottom line is you're still the guy who's the killer. And therefore, saying, if that's just his whole about the Kalazul Yadda. It doesn't say because he's a Rasha, because he isn't a Rasha, he has kapara. But bottom line is, the historical event happened. This mishap happened through you. That's why it doesn't talk about it in terms of Ischeit, because as far as Ischeit, it said, it's Teshuvah, Kapara. But bottom line is, he did kill. Everyone remembers that this mishap happened through him. So-and-so is not alive now because of him. So that's something that's like, it lacks in the kavod of Klal Yisrael to appoint a leader over the people of a guy who has that. It lacks in the cover of Klal Yisrael and in the image of Klal Yisrael. It's like our leaders have to exhibit a certain type of perfection, and to have the stigma of being a murderer, of being a killer, even Meshogeg, that's like he can't. He's nifsal from this great takala al yado. Like a leader is supposed to, so to speak, keep the society in check, in line. To run the rule of society. The guy who killed, that killing is ultimate destruction of a society. So he can't be in that position. But that's not right. But it's not because he doesn't have kapara. He does have kapara. So if you buy that, so then the question is, what's the other side? Right, because it's machlokas tanaim whether or not he could go back. So one side says he could. But the question, so one way to go, Mark's saying, is to say that he doesn't. Other Tana, who is it? One's with Meir, one's with Yehuda, I think, right? Mm-hmm. That Rabbi Meir says, he goes back. Rabbi Meir doesn't hold by this halacha. Because he just says, listen, who cares what people think? The bottom line is that he's fit for the position. For the position, he has kapara. So what do I care? There's no halacha altogether. He rejects this whole principle of that you have to be socially acceptable for the people and whatever. He says, look, the bottom line is the guy has the job, it's his. So why does he lose it? Because he's a killer? He's not a killer, he's a kapara. People still view him that way, who cares? I don't care what anyone thinks. What's the difference? Right? That's Mahokas. Do we care? Do you say that his ability to be, to function in a position of Sarara is dependent upon, purely upon his status, and as long as his status is fine, he's okay, he's no problem? Or do you say it incorporates the social stigma and his social, the way he's viewed socially? Okay, that's one way to go. At the Gemara, let's just look at the Gemara. What's the Gemara's limud? The Gemara says is, he goes back, it says he goes back to Achuz Afasavosav, Mishpachta, Yashuv, right? So the question is, does Yashuv tell you that he even goes back to his position of draw power or not? Right? So one side says, Yashuv teaches you that he's even returns to that. Right? That. So what is that? So does that indicate anything? I'm saying like this, is that, I don't think it over more, but I'm saying is that the question is, what does Yashuv do? It's not like it's about Yashuv. That's why it's comparing between Ge'evet Evri and between Galus. Yashuv means he returns. So what's the halacha that he returns? So when a person kills, there's two things that happen. One thing is he's a Rasha, and as a Rasha he has certain halachas that apply to him. He can't live, but Nari Mekla Yitzchayev Misa, all that. Secondly, he killed. He factually killed and therefore has a stigma socially that he's a bad guy, he's looked at as a bad guy. That's not because he's a Rasha, that's because he did the event, the action of killing. Okay? Fine. Now, Yashuv means he goes back. Does go back mean it simply removes the negative state which he has, namely the Rishas? Yashuv means he goes home, he's free, he's safe, protected. Just removes the state that he's in. By an avid also, he goes back out of avdas. Or do you say the Torah is setting up a halacha, positive halacha of Yashav, of that he, that it's like a restoration, a renewal. It's as if it never happened. It doesn't only undermine the effect of the action, but it undermines as if the action never happened. Yashav. Here, because the kapara, whatever, that's maybe the reason why, but the halacha is that he's like as if it never happened. He's Yashav. He goes back to the beginning, pretend it never happened. So it undermines the stigma of the social status also. Because the halacha is positing that the return from Ari Miklat is not just a silak, like a removal of the Ari Miklat, but rather it's a renewal, it's a restoration. Whereas the other side says, no, there's no halacha like that. It just he goes free. There's no positive then of Yashav. And that's the compare that everybody also, if you say they're going home from Ari Miklat, or says Yashav levels us, is that like a halachic process of Yashav, which actually effectuates something, or just means it's a removal of his state? But he still has the history of being an Eved, it still happened. What do you say? No, it's Yashav. It means he's like an old guy. Brings him back. It's like, it's similar to like, it does parallel like Baal Tshuva. Like the Ram talks about Tshuva, it's like a philosophical, but maybe it's a question of how luckily it works that way. But like Baal Tshuva, it's like Emesh, he was a hated, terrible Rasha. Today he's a totally different guy. He's Karav, Nechman Karav, he's dead, Nechman's Tshuva. You know, it's like Tshuva does that. He's a different guy. He's a new person. So the question is halachically, does going out of Ari Miklat render you like a new person totally, as if it never happened? Or do you say no? It doesn't do that. It just removes the state of rishos, but it doesn't make it halachically as if it never happened. It doesn't remove every effect that was brought about by the action. He still has the stigma, still has the status. The tshuva is by here, by Eved Ivri is under the tshuva. That's what I'm saying. Halachically, it's not. I mean, that's why halachically, it's not because of that. Halachically, just is the Torah of a process of Yashav.
The thing is, like, he was
pregnant. In terms of figuring out the stigma, you can't just like psychologize the thing and start arguing about the stigma. I don't know. Like, it's whatever. Maybe there is sort of is, sort of isn't. Maybe he's viewed that way. He's also viewed as about tshuva. You could argue today, tomorrow, about what people's psychology is. I don't know if it's clear cut, but the halacha is maybe that's what it's based on. But I don't know if that's halachically what it's based on. Halachically, it's based upon how you learn Yashav. Whether there's a halacha of that halacha defines him as there is a total restoration or not. So I don't know if it's like whatever it's not based on that I guess maybe whatever it's not based on tshuva. It's a different thing. It's not to do tshuva there. But it's a halachic machlokas about what Yashav does. I mean, you get into it in their heads of why they say it is, why they say it isn't. I don't know how we can get into that. That's like speculative thing. But halachically, just to define what the question is does Yashav just mean he removes the state that he's in? Is avdos or zayim meklat? It just means he goes home. Or does it mean it's a positive state of a renewal? And it removes everything else. So then it's going to remove his stigma, it's going to remove that problem also. And I think to go further is pushing the, it's too much guesswork. Just defining the question. And that's what Gemara says it's about Yashav. And it's, at least that's what they're arguing about, and you see their shava carries over from here to here. Why? Because it's about Lucas, how you define Yashav. Get over. I think next week I'd like to do something which is perm related. Okay? But don't get all excited. It's slightly perm related.
Slightly.
Okay. It's a sugya in Bav Metzia, which ends up being a mamana sugya, but it touches on Purim. If people give tzedaka for Matanos Avyonim, could the Gabbai tzedaka change that money to other causes of tzedaka? Or is it locked into? In general, by tzedaka, you could change it. If you give money to the shul, to where you buy, rolly chairs, and then they realize the rolly chair budget is already over full. We don't need that more than many rolly chairs. Then the Yabai Tzaka could take it and buy Sfarim with it or whatever. But the question is, what about by Parim? By Matal Zavion? You can't do that. Matal Zavion was locked in.
They want to learn the fun stuff. You have an older shiram on that.
Do I? Oh, and the other stuff. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. Yeah. Yeah, so but that's the most related to Purim that it gets. But I mean, it's going to start off have absolutely nothing to do with Purim, just like Din Ramana's question. You rent a camel in order to bring it on a mountain, and you bring it on a plane, on the plane, the valley, whatever. It touches on it, but it's going to be a little bit of a digression.
Which stop in Bavitin?
I don't know. We'll find it. I think it's Ayin Chas.
Excuse me.
Approximately Ayin Chas.
78.
Yeah.